So we're back.
Yes.
Now, okay. I didn't finish cleaning my room.
Oh my god, it's hard. If I ever had empty my house, I'd probably be crazy.
It's just cumbersome.
I know. And we have so much stuff. We have so much stuff.
I know.
To accumulate.
I traveled to another country.
Was that lovely?
Jamaica was the best vacation ever.
Good. Now, did you have your couple massage?
Yes, we had a couple's massage.
Oh, nice.
And that was it actually worked out because one day we were there was a tropical storm. Ooh, and I was really depressed about it, but then we got our massage, so right, that was good.
Yeah, I once was in Atlanta. And there was a tropical storm, really. And we couldn't even get home.
Oh my god.
We had to wait a day.
Oh.
It was horrible. And I went for a walk and I got lost.
Oh my god.
And I thought I was never going to get to the hotel. And I finally found this couple. And they helped me.
Oh my gosh.
Because the wind was blowing. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't know where the hell I was. Oh, it was scary. But I managed to live through it.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so that was all right. But what was I saying before? Oh, yeah, so you went to Jamaica, you had your cup. I once was had a massage. It was so lovely. They used an oil. They asked you what fragrance you wanted. And you used like an oil on you. It was so relaxing. I don't know if I was on a cruise or I think I was in Atlanta. I think I was in one of the islands.
They did not inquire on what type of oil we wanted used. They just picked one.
Oh, all right.
But it was still nice. And then at the end, somebody was holding my hand. And they're like, okay, thank you for the massage. You can get dressed now. I'm like, who's holding my hand?
Who was it?
It was Louie.
Oh!
They put our hands together. And I was like, oh, I thought the lady was just holding my hand.
He said, lady, get away from me.
It was weird.
Oh, it was Louie. Oh, okay.
They just put our hands together.
Right, as long as it was him.
Okay.
Well, as long as it was him holding your hand, you have no problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would have been scary. You're right. Oh, my God. I would think the lady was, what did you do to me while I was relaxing?
I was in a relaxed state.
Good. So you had a good vacation, you're home now.
Yeah, we just drank alcohol.
Well, all right. Had dinner, nice.
Yeah,
dinners.
We got really, really drunk one day.
Oh my god.
We gave the bartender like $40. We're like, want drinks.
All right.
Strong.
Right.
And then we were out on the beach and then he moved to the pool bar because we went to the pool bar and then he moved to work at the pool bar.
Right.
So he was just making us strong drinks.
All right. And then you didn't have to drive anywhere, so that's fine.
No, but we were drunk.
All right.
We were drunk in the pool.
Oh my god, but you didn't drown.
No.
So that's
and there was a lot of drunk people there because there was a family in the pool bar, and this was a smaller
family.
There was a humongous family at the pool
and they
pool
were all
bar.
Drunk?
All
with
drunk.
The young children?
No. There was
oh,
no young
families.
Kids.
Oh, just
that
family.
It was,
oh, right.
It was definitely a family, you could tell.
Oh, okay.
Because they had a lot of weddings at the resort, mm-hmm. All-inclusive
okay.
resort.
Right.
So a lot of weddings were going on, and it was the weekend.
All right.
So there was this family was definitely a wedding.
All right.
And they were all in the pool, taking shots the whole afternoon. It's they're having fun. Let's get in the pool.
Right. I was someplace was popping. I can't remember where it was. You had to go underneath the water, underneath this tunnel to go to the pool. The bar was in the pool.
Under a tunnel?
Well, an overhang. You went in underneath it, and then there was the bar.
Yeah.
The bar was in the water with the...
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's the best.
I know.
So much fun. Just swimming and getting drinks and oh my gosh.
Yeah, that
the
was
the best
fun.
Time ever is being in a pool bar and all inclusive.
And you don't have to drive. You just go up in your room and you don't have to worry.
I don't care how unclassy and trashy you think you might get at an all inclusive. it is unclassy and it is trashy, it is the most fun you'll ever have.
And you go up to your room. You don't have to worry about driving or whatever.
No.
You eat what you want. You don't want to eat, don't eat. Get room
service. No, you should definitely eat. There was no room service.
Oh, there wasn't?
No, that I would have preferred. But
well, you could take your food up to your room now.
Yes, from the buffet you can. It was just great.
Good, good, good. That was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Good. You had a good time. You didn't have to be COVID tested or whatever.
I did have to be COVID tested.
Where? They are going there or coming home?
Both.
Really?
Before we left.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was supposed to go to see Aunt Martha today with Aunt Sunny.
She's talking. I'll get more wine.
And she
for our next sponsor.
And she called me up and she said that she was at a shower Saturday and one of the girls got COVID. So she said, do you still want to go or what do you want to do? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I said, I don't really want to go.
Look, I'm opening the small bottle.
Okay.
We are now drinking.
Is Jack Josh?
Josh.
Yes, I love Josh.
Me too. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Cabernet.
You know, Bunker Hill doesn't do Josh anymore. I'm so disappointed.
Wait, we had this the other night when we went to...
I know. And I went to Bunker Hill with Aunt Sunny, and I wanted Josh. And they said, oh, we don't have that anymore. I said, why? He said, it's too expensive. I said, you gotta be
kidding
me.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
So I said, but I like...
Cheers again.
Oh, cheers to Josh.
Josh, I love him.
Josh is nice and smooth, too.
Nice and smooth. Definitely a little on the sweeter side than the
little
story
bit.
Point.
Yeah, but not bad.
But very good.
Yeah.
Story point definitely wins. No offense to Josh.
No, and Josh, we love you.
We love you, Josh. Story point, Aunt Suzanne was right.
I have to tell her. She's going to be waiting for me to tell her that.
Next time she comes, we'll only drink.
Well, I have to order it.
Story point.
Yeah, I have to order. I don't know where... She was on, I don't know. I don't see that in the liquor stores.
Story point?
Yeah, do you?
I've never seen it.
No, I didn't either. But whatever, that's what we'll do. So now, when are you leaving to go to Connecticut?
Saturday night.
Oh, you're going Saturday night.
So this is a good question. Okay. Because we have an engagement party Saturday afternoon.
Funny. Saturday afternoon?
Right? Okay. So, in New Jersey. So, we're going to go to New Jersey and then go to Connecticut after.
After the engagement party?
Right. But
so, you can't drink too much then if somebody has to drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you wear
at a Saturday
to a
engagement?
1 p.m. engagement party? Is it like garden attire?
I don't know.
It's also at an Irish pub.
Is it an Irish pub?
Hmm. Like, it can't be that fancy, but like maybe
you could wear slacks and a top, like what you have on.
I mean, I'd rather wear a dress. Like,
all right, so then wear,
dress.
Well, wear the dress. You had on a dress the other day. It was very, when we went to Monday, what the hell did we go? Monday night. That was a nice dress. It was like a melon.
Oh, yeah, that
salmon,
was a little
melon.
Too cash, no?
You think?
Yeah.
For a Saturday afternoon engagement party?
Maybe I'll wear
a long dress would
like
be nice
a
too.
A Grecian dress.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't know what a Grecian is, but you mean a long dress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be nice. Nice and flowy.
Yeah, nice and flowy. No?
All right. Mom's leaving Friday, right?
I don't know.
I think she's going Friday. I'm pretty sure she's going Friday. I don't know. Olivia's not going at all. Olivia has to work.
Yeah.
So I told her that maybe Sunday or Monday or whatever, or both days, whatever. I'll see what Kyle is up to. See if she wants to come over. Hang out with them, hang out, you know, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
See what's going on, which I don't know. Like I say, I don't know if we're ordering in. I don't know if we're eating in. I don't know what we're doing. I never can tell with these Florida people. I mean, I have stopped at Morton's on Kana, and we don't eat nothing. That's it. He orders from this one place to that place. So I don't know. But Kyle's a little different, so I don't know if he's going to want to eat or not. I bought some cold cuts. I ordered cold cuts. I'm going to make a pot of sauce and see what happens. If he, and raviolis. If he doesn't want to eat, we'll order from Calto. You know, when they come from Florida, they want to eat this pizza. They want to eat this New York food. Because they can't get it over there.
Well, that food is good.
Yeah, so whatever they want. You know what? I don't really care. Whatever. Whatever they want to do is fine with me. They go out with their friends, that's fine too. I'll see them sometime. Some part of the day. Whatever. Like I say, and I will call Olivia to see what she wants to do. Unless she's hanging out with her friends. I don't know. You know, it's... Like I say, it's...
She'll come by.
Yeah. Like I say, everybody... I'm open to whatever they want to do.
People do, yeah. Grandma, be a water bottle. Be the ocean.
I am. I'm fine with it. I think I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with what anybody wants. You know, whatever anybody wants to do.
Gotta be.
You know, I'm only me. As long as I have the love and respect of all my grandchildren, that's all I care about.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't care about anything else. It's okay. Yesterday I was scared with that storm.
Yeah, that was terrifying. It sounded like a...
Terrible.
Hose was on the jet stream setting, pointed at my windows.
Right, and then like, I was nervous about the tornado intense. Coming because it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh my God.
What was that? It was in Pennsylvania. It was in...
Just my mother.
Oh, what did she want?
Nothing. I declined it.
Oh, you declined it. You're so bad. She's going to think it's me.
She probably doesn't. She's fine.
Oh, she said, oh, what's the matter? She don't want to talk to me? Yeah, I mean, it's, what was I saying? I forgot. Now I'm nervous to go to that wedding on October 16th. If there's COVID people running around.
Well.
Because.
You have your vaccine.
Yeah,
so.
This one. This lady had it.
Aren't you
going to
get the booster or whatever? What's the newest?
September 13th, I think.
So get the booster. You'll be fine.
And then, like I say, I want to go to Florida October 19th. If she ever makes the. If she ever makes the appointment for me.
You'll be fine. Everything's going to be great.
You know, to see the baby.
Yeah, we'll be fine. You'll get the booster.
Are you going to see the baby? No, you're not. In October? I mean, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have a job now. You have to worry about that.
Yeah, just see what's happening.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
It's so bad that everybody's so far away.
It is suck.
So bad. You know, to get to see the baby. I see it in October. I won't see it again probably in June. At Connor's wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know when they'll be able to travel in. If ever. Who knows?
Well, now I'm sad.
Why?
Because I want to see the baby.
Well, you can go on a weekend.
She should have had the baby when I was unemployed. Then I could have gone to see the baby.
I know. Well, now you have to go on a weekend.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Let's see when she has it down, Dawn baby.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. That's for sure. It's going to come whether we want it or not. And whether time we want it or not, it's going to come.
That's the thing about babies.
I know, right?
They keep being born.
Yeah, well, like I say, she's going to have her baby, and then the other one's going to have a baby in January. I don't know about Shannon.
What do you mean about Shannon? She's not pregnant.
No.
Is she pregnant?
No. I don't
Jeez.
Know. Once I have another one, I have no idea.
Doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't.
Other people will have babies.
I know. We'll have many. We'll have many, many, many. Which is beautiful. Which is good. Keep the world going.
Well, yeah, we do need the babies because...
That's what makes the world go around.
We need, like, the next generation to take care of us when we're old.
What generation am I, is taking care of me? Elizabeth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, me.
You want to take care of me?
No,
you
don't want me. To take me. Me,
or
my
you want
generation.
Somebody baby to take care of you.
Because who's going to take care of me when I'm old?
Oh my God. God bless us all, Tiny Tim. We're all going to be taken care of.
The number one reason why you should have children.
Oh,
you need somebody to take care of you when you're old.
Oh my God. Okay. All right.
All comes full circle.
It does. It's good. It's
you wipe good. Their ass, and then one day they're wiping your ass.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
You know it's true.
Yeah. Oh, it's scary.
Or you pay people to do that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I would like to pay people to wipe my parents' asses.
Right.
I think that is why I need to be rich.
That's it. You are rich.
I'm rich.
You're rich.
I'm... God. No.
I mean, your parents are rich.
My parents are not me.
I know, but they will give you what you need.
What? No, they don't.
They don't, eh?
What do they give me?
I don't know.
I steal the food out of their fridge. And then they complain about it. Rebecca ate all the broccoli. Yeah. I did. Of course. Leave me alone.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be buying my own broccoli soon.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Or you'll go visit your mother to steal the broccoli and go
that
home.
Sounds more like it.
Right, whatever.
You're just coming over.
You're doing fine.
Leaving with bags of kale and bottles of wine.
Right, you're doing fine. You're doing fine with where you are. You're living home. You've got food, you've got wine. You buy sometimes, I guess.
Wine. I buy wine when I'm at Louie's house.
You don't bring it home to mommy? You do.
Oh, sometimes I open wine at his house on like over the weekend and then I don't finish it, so I bring it home.
Yeah, but you bought,
because it goes to waste.
You brought bottles home of wine for your mom, I'm sure.
Yes, I have actually.
Yeah. Don't.
I always overbuy when I have gatherings.
Yeah, don't.
So
don't.
I always buy four times as much wine as I need for gatherings.
Yeah.
Which may be a problem. I'm very overzealous.
It's all right. Don't put yourself down. You're doing okay. You're
I never want to run out of wine, you know, when I have friends over.
Right. Well, that's just all right. You're doing fine. You do whatever. You'll be fine. And one day you'll pay your mom dad back.
Yeah, because one day I'm going to have a beach house and they're going to want to come to the beach house.
Never mind a beach house. You'll take... 6, 3, 1, 2, 2, 0, that's Bobby. 1, 8, 2, 5, that's Bobby. I'm not talking to him.
She's not talking to him.
No, I don't want to talk right now.
Busy.
Busy. I'm not talking to my daughter Elizabeth. I'm not taking that call.
That's right.
Bobby wants to know if I did all right with the storm.
Oh my God! It's so loud. She'll be glad to call you back. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mom. Bobby and Eileen. Just wanted to see how you made out in the storm.
Wanted to see how you made out in storm.
Stormy weather.
Well, it's like, you know, a little late. Since it's 24 hours late.
While he was working. Since you and I have been together.
Call your mother. See how she made out in the storm.
Well, like I say, it's he's working and he's home now.
I feel like that's going to be me one day. Call your mother. See how she made out in the storm.
Yeah, you have a lot. Call your mother. Call your stepmother. Call your mother. Call your father. Call your grandmother. They're all separate.
No. It's only call your mother or call your father.
Mother.
It's no step. They didn't need to call them.
Call somebody.
Need to call them. You just call your mother and your father. That's it.
I just called Don the other day. He was fine. He hesitates when he talks. That's about it. You know, if he's going to say something.
My grandfather?
Yeah. If he's going to say something, you have to wait.
Well, he, Grandma, he's always been like that.
I guess so. I guess I never noticed it before.
He wants to make sure he's on the right path in the story. You know what? I do the same thing.
You do?
I'm just not as slow. I like to make sure I'm going on the right path because I have a tendency to get distracted with my words. Like, God, stay on the story.
All right.
Stay on the story path.
Okay. All right.
To get to the story point.
All right.
Cabernet.
Story point. That's right. We have to think of, we have to remember that name when we talk to Suzanne.
Oh, I'm going to remember because it was so good.
Yeah, we have to remember that. Yeah, so the summer was gone, you know, with the beach. I went to the beach a few times. I went to my girl's pool a few times. But it really was so humid that you didn't even want to go out the door. Isn't that horrible?
It was, yeah. But only for like a
long
like
time.
Only like June and like, I feel like it was cold a little bit, but only towards the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I feel like July is always so humid. And then
August
like,
was terrible.
August was pretty terrible, but in a few last few weeks, I feel like I'm just like cold.
Really? I wish I had July.
I don't know, because I went to Jamaica.
Today's the only first day I feel cool.
I went to Jamaica in the middle of August.
Yeah, well, that's
which
different.
Was pretty hot, but not that bad. It was
and
just
then you
like
went to,
very breezy, very nice.
And you went to Las
Vegas? Yeah, that's true. No, I went to Scottsdale, Arizona. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I went to two places this summer that
was
like
hot.
Pretty hot.
Right.
So I was like happy to be in the Northeast
right.
summer
right.
atmosphere afterwards. But no, I think it's been a pretty nice summer. Overall.
It's been very nice, but it's been very humid for me anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? You live in the middle of the island, okay?
I guess you gotta move.
That's why you're going to the North Shore.
Right.
Nice and breezy. Live on the water. You're set.
Right.
None of this, like, Levittown shit. We're over it.
I guess
we're over Levittown. You've lived here
years.
For
57
too
years.
Many years.
I'm 57. If not, no more than that. 57. Yeah, Bob. Oh, yeah. Joanne was 2 when I moved here. 61. 58 years? How old is Bobby? 58. I don't know.
He's
58? No, he's 57.
Maron.
He's 57 and Bob and Joanne is 61.
Oh, Maron.
I know, right?
She's 61?
Yeah.
She never had a 60th birthday party?
Nope.
That is depressing.
I don't think she had a 60th birthday party. Did she? I didn't know if she did. Maybe she did. I don't think so. I don't know.
Wait,
I
she's 61?
Mm. She was born in 1960.
Huh.
And Bobby's going to be 60 in January. Uncle Bobby.
Huh.
I had them 60, 62, 64, and 66. And who was born in 66?
My mother.
Your mother.
So she's 50...
Six. No, 55.
Yes. She's 55.
Right. And Daddy's how old?
57.
I know he's not 60 yet.
He's 30 years older than me.
Life goes on.
Would you look at that?
I know. Look at that is right. Scary sometimes.
It's just weird. I feel like it's weird. Like my parents had kids at like such a younger age than like I will.
I had all my 4 kids before I was 25.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm 27 and years away from children.
Well, this is what I say to you. The times have changed so much. The whole thing has changed. When I was getting married, all my friends were getting married. They all were the same age as me. They all have the same age kids as I have.
Right, and when I get married and have kids, my friends will also be having kids. Like,
exactly.
My friends don't have kids yet, so it'll all be the same.
Exactly. That's
I mean,
what
they're all going to get married before me, but we'll probably have kids at the same time.
They're all going to... Everything keeps changing. The whole world keeps changing, and the whole things keep changing. You know, that's the way the world goes. What can you do? I'm sure. Listen, I remember going on vacation, like I say, not like you people go on vacation. I remember going on vacation. We had a water pump in the backyard and a water pump in the kitchen sink and an outhouse in the backyard.
That sounds fun. Don't knock it.
It was fun when I was doing it. But, you know, like I would say I said to you, Rebecca, let's go to my house. I got a pump and I got an outhouse. Would you think it was fun? No, you want to go into a hotel with nice, comfortable beds and room service.
Probably.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't have room service on my last vacation. I was suffering. I was roughing it. Oh my God.
Woodhouse, one, new message. Message, one, September.
No, delete.
Sunday, what, did you delete it?
Message deleted.
End,
new messages.
Okay, good.
Yeah, now you know how to delete the phone.
Right.
It keeps beeping, beeping, beeping until you do it. And my other phone upstairs keeps going, every time you get a phone call down here, I have
Marone.
To go.
Own.
I know. It's a very noisy house.
Very complicated.
Very noisy house. Very noisy house. But everything is good. I'm good. You're good. I can't say anything. We haven't had a podcast in a very long time.
Yeah, about a month.
I want them to call us up and talk to us and ask us for advice.
Yeah. So,
and say
okay.
Hi.
Great. Please email your questions, too. greatmindsdrinkalikepodcast@gmail.com, and we will answer them.
Right.
And next time, hopefully, we can get some questions, and we can answer them. And Grandma gives great unsolicited advice.
Mm-hmm.
And solicited advice.
We do good. We're good. We make a good team.
Yeah. Anything else you need to say to the people?
Just say, be safe. Stay safe. That's the only thing you can do is stay safe in this crazy world. Not knowing
stay
what's going on
anymore.
Stay safe
in this crazy world. And, yeah, we're going to be back soon.
I hope so. I hope so. We have to do more podcasts.
Yes, more podcasting, more life.
More things that people want to hear.
Yeah, and more things to come, right?
Exactly. Everything right. Keeps on coming in my life.
More children.
More everything.
Grandma
more.
Wants more babies.
I just want more everybody to be happy.
Everybody to be happy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.